Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Wealth, and Wellness.
On Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am so excited about this show tonight. We have some wonderful, outstanding, amazing, phenomenal guests that are just going to knock your socks off with some information to help you on your journey through this thing we call life. So just hold tight for that. You know, Mom and them always told us before you invite people into your house, there's a couple of things that you always got to do. So what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness is we make sure that we anchored in affirmative reading so that we can just kind of let all the worries of the day just kind of melt away from us. And so these are found at my daily inspirational messages at RevSandy.wordpress.com. So the one I'm reading for you today is called What's Your Excuse? What is your excuse for not being the person you want to be? Is it a job that prevents you from pursuing your passion? A job that demands and takes all your energy, yet you stay there anyway? Accept that job is truly a blessing to you, allowing you to live comfortably in the fashion you have chosen. It is your choice. Always remember, you can choose differently. Is it a habit robbing life from you? You know it is unhealthy, yet you continue anyway. You are aware of the dangers it can produce in that precious body temple of yours. You think and proclaim that one day you will stop this thing and vow to do something else. Somehow, that day just never seemed to materialize for you. It has become an excuse not to exercise self-expansion. Is it a relationship that does not add value to who you are, nor does it honor who you are, yet it has become very comfortable to remain in it, to stay? You say you are being abused mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, but it does not matter anymore because it feels okay and normal now. My self-esteem is sinking. It has become my safety zone for not accepting self-responsibility for my life. Is it a lifestyle that drains everything out of you? Procrastination, fear, stubbornness, or any other belief that stops you forward movement, yet you allow it to keep growing inside of you? These feelings feed on your constant thoughts that keep repeating themselves in your head, making them real even if they are imaginary. And soon they are so enormous that they overtake you completely. You feel trapped and unable to get out. You can always, always choose differently. What is your excuse? Again, that's on RevSandy.wordpress.com. Sorry, my words got twisted there a little bit. And the next order of business is my favorite, where we give honor and praise and gratitude to our ancestors. We're so thankful that our ancestors have paved the way and shown us so much love and direction and made a way for us. And so, ancestors, we know without you we would not exist. And so we invite you into our lives every day, every moment of every day, but especially on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, where our topics are outside of the norm, and sometimes it makes people feel uncomfortable about the things that we talk about. So we especially request your energy with us tonight. So ancestors, we love you. We salute you. We appreciate you. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So it's all about life, all about love, and it's all about wellness. Tonight's show is just simply called Eat to Live. We have some creative, outstanding chefs with us tonight, Carla DeRosa, Robert Watley, and Star Waters. And they each have healed those diseases, those health conditions that the doctors, the medical profession say are incurable. So we've got Carla that has overcome chronic digestive problems and some autoimmune issues. And she suffered for years and years, and then she finally found her way out of it, and she's unstoppable since then. She's a researcher. She will try and utilize various methods to get her to where she needs to be in this wellness game. She's an instructor. She's on the world stage as far as helping people to learn how to prepare food. She's a professional gardener. She got her certification in that. And Carla will be joining us just momentarily. And next we have Robert Watley, who I witnessed with my own eyes a near-death experience. He had stage 4 cancer, colon cancer, and the chemo and the radiation was taking him literally out. I mean, just really taking him out. And he took control of his life. A dear friend of his got him into a program at one of our premier institutions here in Atlanta. I'm going to let him tell you who that is when he comes on. But he was able to turn that around. And so from that experience, he's now teaching many people as he can. He is incorporating various modalities with his healing as well, and he remains a student of life all the time in everything that he does. And then lastly, but certainly not least, is Star Waters. Now, Star actually started probably longer than the rest of us, been some 30 years or so, when her husband first was suffering with some health conditions, although he was not agreeable with trying some alternative methods. She still began that journey back with him, learning the things that she can teach the rest of her family and the rest of her extended family and friends on how to overcome various situations in the life in your life. She's helped women get pregnant by offering them her recommendations on how to eat properly, which have corrected their systems where they're now able to conceive a baby. And personally, she healed diabetes. So these are the three powerhouses that we have coming up for you, and I'm so excited to bring them to you. And we're going to cut it real short with some of all of these announcements. I do have two announcements that I want to share with you real quick, only because they're so utterly important right now. But let's take a quick music break. And audience, you know you're always invited to be a part of the discussion. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819. And just remember, as always, there's never a stupid question. We allow and we hear all voices. Excuse me, and we encourage you to call in and be a part of this conversation when we get started. So we're going to take a quick music break, and we will be right back with our guest for tonight.
No time. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I beg, stole, and I borrow. Yeah. Why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Like to be a part of the live discussion is 516-531-9819. And now two quick announcements. You guys know that it is vitally important that you get out to vote this year. For Georgia, particularly your last day to register if you are not currently a registered voter is October the 9th. Which is about 3 or 4 weeks from today. There's some things going on with where voter suppression and being purged from the ballots, not the ballots, from the registrar's list and things like that that's going on. So we must make sure that we are accounted for, that we show up at the polls, and that we encourage other people to get out and vote as well. They're closing down polling places in some of our communities, in the rural areas. They're attempting to. And so, again, it's just extremely, extremely important that we get out and make our voices be heard and that we put the people in office that we choose. So just share that with your friends. Start that conversation as well. Thank you on that. That's part of what we're here to do. So the next announcement is regarding a book signing that's coming up this Friday night, the 14th. It's going to start at 7 o'clock. She's actually one of my childhood friends who I had not seen in probably 50 years or so. And I saw her last year when my mom transitioned. She happened to be at the same mortuary where we were having the wake for my mom, and she was there attending another funeral, and we exchanged information with each other there. But she's coming to Atlanta this Friday, and it's actually going to be held at Tony Malone's Plain Yoga Studio at 1855 Harvard Avenue in College Park. It starts at 7. Her name is T. Farrell. The name of the book is Woven Into the Fabric. And it talks about partially her engagement to Emperor Haile Selassie's grandson. I got that out finally, right? Emperor Haile Selassie's grandson over in Ethiopia. And she talks a lot about her life, but those are just some of the highlights. And so if you can, if you're in Atlanta, 7 o'clock Friday, September the 14th, at Paper Plane Yoga Studio, 1855 Harvard Avenue. So that is the end of my announcements, and I am going to bring our guests on. I do want to go through one more time and just introduce them to you so that we're all starting off on the same page here. I'm so excited. So recently, back in June, we were able, me along with Carla, Robert, and Star, and 50 other wellness experts, hosted a historic worldwide wellness webinar. And like I said, these three, Carla, Robert, and Star, were all a part. The webinar, which helped people to see wellness from a different perspective, to see that people of color are experts and can give advice and suggestions and information on methodologies that you can use in order to increase your wellness and to have a higher quality of life. So Carla DeRosa is a close friend and a co-instructor with me, and we've partnered together at various venues around the city of Atlanta, teaching raw food preparation classes. Carla has overcome chronic digestion, some autoimmune issues, and she suffered for just years and years, and she is a very serious researcher and student, the kind that keeps up with all the different diets or different suggested ways of eating that will help your body to heal itself. And I want her to talk about some of those programs that she's used through her healing process. And next up, we have Robert Watley. And Robert, again, is a survivor, a conqueror over stage 4 colon cancer. And once he learned the methodologies and the various layers that he needed to put together in order to have that healing of his body. He has not looked back. He has taken that and has really just soared with it in helping other people to understand the same thing that he used to heal his. And then we have Star Waters. And again, Star has been at this for, I don't know, I think 30 years, 20, 25, 30 years, and she's constantly learning. She is constantly traveling across the United States, teaching people, helping people, and providing her knowledge and her expertise to help women get pregnant after years and years of not being able to conceive. She's healed diabetes, and she's just done a lot in this wellness world. So those are the outstanding individuals that we have. So, Carla, I'm going to bring you on first, and I'm going to bring on Robert, then I'm going to ask Star to join us, and then I'm going to have all you guys on here at the same time. So welcome, Carla, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us tonight.
Yes, thank you, Sandy. Thank you for having me. I am elated to be here, and I just am honored that you invited me. And I just can't wait to share and connect with everybody tonight. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So do you are you into anything new right now, or you just feel, you know, doing your teaching and?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always researching. I'm always learning about new things. And most recently, I've been tracking Dr. McCullough's work with ketones and ketosis in helping people recover from cancer and shifting the body from carb burning, which is most of what we're doing, to fat burning. And helping people manage their insulin levels and their response to sugar and all that by really focusing on a high-fat, no-to-low-carb diet, which is interesting because, as you know, my background, when I started really focusing on wellness, started with raw foods and plant-based foods, and that's where I received my healing. And I really stand on the body being dynamic and that we need different things at different times. And so in the meantime, I've been interbraiding, everything that I've gained and learned from the raw food world and incorporating that into a high-fat regimen, seeking plant-based fats like avocado and coconut oil, and that's been very interesting, challenging, because when people think of keto and keto diet, which seems to be a fad right now, very much a trend, people think about eating a lot of meat and a lot of dairy, and for many of the same reasons that people get on raw food or move to a plant-based lifestyle, is the same reason why some we wouldn't want to just, jump on that trend indiscriminately without looking at what we really need to heal our body. So that's kind of what's new. For people who really don't know me, I always like to start with my story about being a colicky baby and always having digestive problems from birth. So, and what I relate that to now is having a very high level of candida yeast in my system that I actually inherited from my mom at the time we were all trending and learning about a low fat, high carb diet. Like the food pyramid at the time was basically breads and grains. And this is how we've been living for a while, and we see the result of epidemic levels of diabetes, uncontrolled sugar even in children, where we even change the diagnosis of what diabetes is and keep changing the range for what normal sugar levels are. And so when I So 40 years later, 40 plus years later, I realized that my consumption of sugar-based products and processed foods was literally killing me, destroying my immune system, stagnating my brain. And I found that out through doing a cleanse, a raw food cleanse, and that's what turned on all these light bulbs and connected all the dots that none of the doctors I had seen over my 40-plus year at the time were ever able to truly diagnose or heal. And so since about 2011, since I've transitioned to a plant-based, high raw, lifestyle, I've been able to heal my body, heal my gut, which most of us know 85% of our immune system and our body's strength is in our gut and our gut bacteria in that balance. And having high levels of candida yeast show up in so many ways. And even though it's not a diagnosis, according to the American Medical Association, we are at epidemic levels of candida as a result of how our bodies are managing sugar or not managing sugar and the rates of pancreatic cancer, which the pancreas is in charge of regulating the sugar in our body. And daily we're being inundated with high fructose corn syrup, processed foods, flours, sugars. We call them the whites, the rice, the bread, the potatoes, and it's actually destroying our health. And I saw my body rebound just in a short period of time and being on raw food, and it actually helped me cleanse and started my whole crusade on, wow, people can get off medicine. And since then, I've walked with thousands of people on their journey to healing, and I give thanks for that opportunity. And now I continue to work with people. I do one-on-one coaching. I do hands-on classes. I've been doing webinars, and I continue to go out into the community and give out food samples and talk to people and just cultivate their interest in an integrated lifestyle where their emotional health, their physical health, their financial health, everything is in sync because you can't have one without the other. And because we chose to be in this physical space, what we put in our body to build our physicality is tremendously important. And I give thanks to be able to be a living laboratory to help people transition into having their best life through building a body that helps them live out their spiritual missions.
I love that, a living laboratory.
I'd be experimenting on myself.
I know, right? Very descriptive. And, I mean, you have gone and so it's not just like the consumption of food or the preparation of food. You've also been trained on how to grow food in an organic garden. I know you spent a couple of years or at least 1 year doing work in one of the local gardens here in the Atlanta area to learn how that whole process works starts.
And I think it's very important. There's this huge political conversation about, you know, sustainability and locally grown food. And at the end of the day, whether we're doing like people transitioning to vegan or transitioning to raw or plant-based or keto or whatever, even Star, I'm sure she'll share with you about Whole30, what it's coming down to is that these processed foods that we've grown up on, because I'm from Detroit, eating out of bags, cans, and boxes is really distorted and disabled, you know, what we know as health. And, you know, many people will go back and say, well, my grandfather ate this and my grandmother ate that, but they were eating real whole foods. So learning to grow food was a part of, it was a part of my journey because I really didn't know. I really didn't know that food came from seeds. I didn't know how much time it took to grow and cultivate food. And it also taught me that how much of our food is supplemented by the government to the farmers, like a corporate welfare system. Like, for example, partnering with Truly Living Well, I was in charge of like growing some garlic. Well, this garlic took 9 months to grow, then harvest, then had to be braided and hung. And this is all intense, labor-intense work. And so when we go to the store, we want to pay $2, $1 for a bulb of garlic. But somebody has given their love and attention to that garlic for almost an entire year, almost at the same time as it takes to make a baby. And we want to put down $1 and get mad if they ask for $2 for organic. But the reason why we've been so used to paying so cheap for our food is because of the government's involvement in supplementing the farmers, actually paying farmers to destroy food, being in partnership with large conglomerates that I won't mention their name that have actually conspired to crush the health and ability of local people to grow their own food. So I think learning and practicing to grow your own food and forage for wild foods, foods that are growing every day that we think of as weeds, is very important for every single person in terms of our confidence, in terms of if there's any kind of crisis in our food chain supply, and also just to supplement and to show that it is possible and to have some kind of control and influence on the food that we put on the table for our family. So the key is going from fast food, which McDonald's was like a reward for us growing up, right? And to move it back to slow food, the slow food movement, and that's how you build health over time with slow whole foods. And that's the key that I'm learning in all these different food regimens. It's always going back to food that has no labels, that's not packaged and not pre-measured and dehydrated and rehydrated and process, but food that is actually grown from the earth, and those are the minerals and the vitamins that we need that are being transmuted through plants. Like, we can't eat the minerals, the inorganic minerals, but through the plants we can process those, and that's what we need. And it's amazing because we're on this big, beautiful planet full of plants, and the plants really don't need us, but we really need them. if somebody is eating strict meat, their meat would be eating only plants.
Really? Thank you so, so much for that. So next we're going to bring up Robert Watley. And Robert, again, is a conqueror over that C word. And stage four is the process or the stage at which he conquered that, and through various methods. And so I want to bring Robert on to introduce himself to you and to share whatever he would like to share about where he is and how he got to where he is with his journey. Welcome, Robert, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Namaste, Reverend Sandy, and I'm honored to be here with your tribe and share our thoughts and experiences on this venture called life and see if we can help each other out.
Yes, sir. Well, tell our audience, give us an introduction of who you are. I told about one small section of your life, but who is Robert? Who's Robert?
Well, okay, I'm an ever-evolving spirit being here on the planet Earth, trying to share my knowledge to help humanity become what it's supposed to become. You know, we're all one. So basically, my story didn't start, you know, last night. It started way back when, and I used to be in corporate America for about 17 years, you know, at the time that I got sick, I was working at a cube farm, and I know I was under a lot of stress, And I believe that might have exacerbated my contracting colon cancer, because, you know, you feel a lot in your gut and you kind of retain all these emotions in your body. And mm-hmm. if you don't let that energy go, it will come out in the physical as some kind of dis-ease. So I manifested colon cancer, and like you said, it was at stage four before I really realized what was going on. So I actually didn't have too much time to decide on what treatment I would take, so I just went along with Western medicine and went under chemo and radiation, which you mentioned took a real toll on my body. And some days I couldn't even get out of bed, you know, and I had this big, I don't know if you remember, I had a 90-gallon aquarium tank that I needed to clean every now and then. So, you know, that was a chore. That was like an all-day chore for me to do that. And after a while,
right.
I'm trying to figure out what's really important. So you kind of let things go that no longer serve your purpose. But I was able to get introduced, like you said, to the Living Foods Institute founded by Brenda Cobb. And Carla was there when I went through their educators program, and she was awesome as a mentor. I appreciate and love you, Carla. And the main thing I want to point out is that they have these 10 days, 5 days, and 15-day programs. Well, when I got started, I went through that 10-day program. And I was able to actually get off the pain meds. They had me on morphine and all this other stuff, and go back to work because of my diet change. And that was just following the simple basic rules that they put out at the Living Foods Institute. And if you follow their guidance, then your body will have the nutrients that it needs to heal itself. So I'm a living testimony to that. And I was so impressed with it that after I did get downsized from corporate America, I kind of reinvented myself and started the educator program there. And now I'm teaching it here in North Carolina, trying to spread the word that you can heal yourself as long as you can, you know, get your body the correct nutrients. And you know how people nowadays, especially seniors, are taking so many pills that they have so many side effects that the doctor give you another pill to take care of that side effect. So instead of getting on that rat race of popping pills like 20 and 30 pills a day, you can actually reduce your medication intake by giving your body the correct nutrients that it needs, and it'll basically heal itself. And I'm so grateful and thankful for going through what I went through, because, you know, you can look at it as why me, but, you know, you should get an attitude as to what can I learn from this experience, because everything we go through is put on your path for a reason. And if you accept the universe is always going to be looking out for you and will never give you more than you can handle, then you know you'll make it through it and learn something, and you'll be able to step into your place in the world to allow others to follow. So I am so grateful that you're doing what you're doing, Sandy, getting the word out. And that's a big deal, because a lot of people of color aren't aware that there is an alternative rather than Western medicine to kind of address some issues like diabetes and high blood pressure.
Exactly. Well, I really appreciate your attitude and how you're saying, you know, like don't get all down in the dumps about, you know, whatever diagnosis, and just look to see what you can learn from it. That's really excellent. But I also remember when you first completed, and I'm not sure if you do or not. I was so impressed. I'm still impressed with your story, but I remember the first time seeing you once you had completed that 10-day program, that it wasn't just the food, but it was also the other parts of that whole process, because it's not just like one little, you know, like we're going to take care of the cancer. And we just think that that's one little part right there. But it's so can you explain that part of your healing process also? And you also do the healing bowls now.
Absolutely. It's not just the body that you're worried about healing. You have to consider the spirit, the mind, the spirit, and the soul. Basically, they cover all of that at the Living Foods Institute, and they get you out of the habit of this, what they call stinking thinking, where you're always negative about stuff. And whatever you, you know, they let you know that thoughts are things. So whatever you're thinking is going to manifest in your life. So if you're always down or negative, and you're going to have a miserable life. But if you can find some joy in the day, then more of that will come on your path.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We're going to come back to you in just a moment. I'm going to move along to Star and bring her on, and then I'm going to have a three-way with all of you guys. And so Star Waters, once again, is she's an educator. She is a chef. She does flower essence. She is tempered in the astrological aspects of the universe. Star is just like, she got it going on like that. And so she healed herself, her body of diabetes, and I believe some other issues along with that when she understood and realized that you can heal your body through what you consume. You know, what goes in is what causes what happens on the inside. And so when you can change that, then you can change what's going on in inside of your body. So, hey, Star Waters, are you with us, baby?
Star is in the house. Hello,
In the house.
Yes. And hello, Robert, and hello, Carla, and hello, Sandy, and hello, audience. Yes. So, yes, you are definitely correct. Yes. I'm just excited to be amongst these two other powerhouses. I mean, the range that each of us bring to this subject, it just is awesome because we all are tackling it and exposing and enlightening the public in different areas. So once you hear all of our stories individually and then you start hearing us together, you know, you're going to be sitting up in your seat. So if you were thinking about drowsing off because it's kind of late, that ain't going to happen. We're going to make this exciting tonight, definitely. So, Sandy, you are absolutely correct. I have been in this arena for a long time. And it started off actually, it really started off actually maybe like about 40 years ago, 43 years ago, when I became a vegetarian, which was a stretch for me, when I was in Germany. And my family, we all were vegetarians, and, you know, we saw tremendous health improvements, but not a lot because we weren't really sick or anything, but, you know, we did see some things. But then as life went on, we became less and less interested in eating vegetarian because we were always the odd people out. You know, we had to bring our own food. My poor little daughter would feel so embarrassed because she couldn't eat the hot dogs and hamburgers like all the rest of the kids at the slumber party and all of that, you know, so eventually, we kind of fell off the wagon. So fast forward then to me having babies along the way and skyrocketing my weight up to nearly 300 pounds. My husband coming down with lung cancer, and the same thing that his father had. So we had already discussed that, you know, he definitely would not do chemo because he saw how quickly his father went down on the chemo. But when he came down with the lung cancer, I was surprised to hear him say to the doctor, "Let's do it. Yes, let's get this done." And so I was there to support him in his choice and his decision. And almost to the day, 6 months later, he succumbed to lung cancer. We just celebrated, not celebrated, but acknowledged his 21st year of now being in heaven on the 6th of September. But it was through his leaving, and we did do, once he found out that the tumor was not going away, it was too late, but we did start doing some more natural things and eating differently and using different, you know, pots and pans and things of that nature, but it was just too late. So after he was gone, it hit me. I had diabetes. I was almost 300 pounds. If something were to happen to me, my children would be orphans. So that same energy and gusto that I had for my husband's cure and recovery, I then put it on myself. And everything that I could possibly do, I did. And I actually lived with diabetes for 15 years. And then I had high blood pressure from the diabetes. And it wasn't until, especially raw, is when I was able to reverse 15 years of living with diabetes. And my blood pressure normalized. And in the long run, over years of eating differently, I released 150 pounds. So that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. But that's my story. And I have to say that all of those things, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, and the obesity, and let me be more specific, the morbid obesity that I lived with was from inflammation. That is the foundation of all diseases. And so once I was able to hone in on making the change, because I decided that it didn't matter what other people did, they were not going to be in that casket with me when I died prematurely. Because there, you know, there was nobody in there when my husband died prematurely. So I was not going to care about what they ate. I was only going to concentrate on what I fed my body. And actually, when I made the decision to do raw, in somewhere around 40 days, that diabetes had left my body. My blood pressure was normal, and I was able to sachet a slender body for the first time really in my life, for, you know, and that has been since 2012, and I'm still sashaying, and I still am diabetes free with a normal blood pressure. And I owe it all to plants. I say proudly, I am a plant eater.
Carla mentioned the whole 30 when she said your name. You want to explain that process to the audience?
Yes. So there was a book that came out a couple of years ago. It was on the New York bestsellers list, and it's the Whole 30 diet. And the Whole 30 diet basically helps one who follows it to the letter for 30 days, that's how it got the name, to do it for 30 days religiously. It will help to remove inflammation from your body. And so, as I just said earlier, that inflammation is the foundation for all diseases that we suffer with. And there are things that you, there's like a long list, but not real long, but, you know, at first it is really, it's agonizing because we're so used to eating anything that we want, but there you can't have any sugars of any kind, so like no artificial sweeteners, no sugars, no alcohol. The list kind of goes on, but once you do it, you start seeing some things happening, and I guess it's whatever each person is really suffering from. There are people who have had weight loss. There are people that have overcome autoimmune diseases, people who have reversed cancer and lost weight. I mean, you know, no longer with Crohn's disease. I guess that's an autoimmune, but it just, the list goes on. And so I went on the Whole 30, and so I guess I could write a book called The Whole 120, okay? I went on the Whole 30 for 120 days, and I'm here to report that I lost not a single ounce, not no weight, nothing. I didn't even lose any inches, okay? But why am I telling you this? Because what I did lose was a severe case of night blindness. I was so blind at night with the headlights and the taillights literally blinding me that I was praying to God, please get me home safely. You know, I can't see. You know, you would have thought that, you know, squeezing my behind would actually help to improve my eyesight. That's just how nervous and frightened I was that I couldn't see. And so I had decided that, okay, I am going to go and get this surgery, you know,
cataract.
Yes, I was going to go ahead and get the surgery, and I got caught out one night. It was almost dark, and I had to get home. And I just prayed, please, Lord, help me get home. Well, I got home without any issue, without any problem. I was able to have the oncoming headlights and the taillights were in my face. And, hey, it was like a breeze. So I thought that could have been a fluke. So, again, I was not going to go and drive at night. The second time, I was able to see at night and didn't have the discomfort. And so I'm grateful that the Whole 30 took away my night blindness. Now, let me tell you how that happened, because just before this revelation, someone who had just had the cataract surgery shared with me that if she knew then, prior to the surgery, what she knew now after the surgery, she would have never done it. And I said, well, tell me what it is that you have found out, because I'm getting ready to get it done. She said that cataracts primarily is just mucus in your eye, in the center of your eye, your pupil, and that's why you can't see, and that's why you have those issues. It's because it's dried up mucus. Well, inflammation is mucus in our body. So by me being on this Whole 30 diet for a whole 120 days, it just got rid of the mucus in the pupil of my eyes. And I'm hell on wheels out there at nighttime now.
So, and you audience, as you can see, each one of the speakers have their own unique story, their own unique testimony, as certainly we all do, because we're all individuals. You know, from Carla talking about, you know, how she's researched and taken the keto diet and made it fit to her lifestyle, but following the same principle that is stated in that, and how well she's doing with that to Robert, who's telling us, you know, to look for the blessings and the lessons to everything that happened to us, to Star, who probably thought she was going to lose weight, but she gained vision from going on the Whole 30. So I want to kind of open it up to the three of you guys, Carla, Robert, and Star. What advice or what do you think would be the a person's biggest challenge with following a healthier eating lifestyle?
Well, this is Carla. So my advice would be, like, I really love what Robert was speaking to in terms of, like, emotional and mental healing. Because what I find is that, you know, much of the information about nutrition is it's becoming pretty accessible. So we might not have been raised on it, but if you go to the library, there's a lot of good books and helping us get clear on what is whole food, you know, what nutrition, different herbs and things can bring to the body. But what happens is there's sometimes a disconnect when we get home. And a lot of times, you know, I know in the past for myself, when I've been trying to get myself in alignment, you know, I'll go to the market, buy all this fresh food, but then end up eating something else. And that comes back down to healing, to being able to make a choice in the moment of what's going to be the best for us. And so, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about discipline and willpower, and that will get you only so far. It really has to come down to a true healing about from ourselves, because I think many of us really don't know that we deserve and can experience full health. That, like many times I'll work with people and, you know, I'll be assessing them and I'll be asking them about their medications. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, I'm not on any medications. But I knew, like, from a previous conversation that they had diabetes, high blood pressure. I said, so you're not taking any form of insulin or, you know, anything for your high blood pressure? Oh, yeah. That's not medicine. So we've gotten to the point where we just kind of accept some of these chronic diseases as what American life is about, and we don't think that we deserve and feel like we can live, you know, away from medications when full health and perfect weight and all these things. And so that for me has a lot to do with self-love. And if we really, like, pull back the layers in our heart, you know, there's a lot of healing for most of us to do. And I feel confident in saying that because we're still here. And I think that that is most of our work, is to, you know, learn to love ourselves. And our body is a beautiful physical representation of where we are in self-love and forgiveness for ourselves and for our community, our family and larger community. And just like Robert was saying, that you can manifest diseases in your body just based on your thoughts and stress. And also, as you start to heal your heart and your mind and control your thinking and heal your emotions around things that happened in the past, then you're clearer to make choices that represent building a strong outer body. And so that's my thought around advice. And just listening to Star's story, I wanted to chime in because I forgot to add a couple of things that I wanted to say. But I started talking about candida and yeast and how it's epidemic. And a lot of times we'll think about yeast infections just as vaginal yeast. But our babies are born with thrush, white tongues. That's candida. That's throughout their whole internal system. And that's what a colicky baby is, a baby that's born that's very reactive to sugar and has this overgrowth of candida, which is a form of a fungus throughout the body. And that's what I found that was plaguing me in terms of my immune system, my weight. After I went clean and cleaned up my food choices, I lost 60 pounds. I had chronic dry skin that I thought was eczema, that it was really candida pushing through my outer layer of skin and breaking down my skin. And when I cleaned up my sugar and processed foods out of my food regimen, my skin, I don't even use lotion now. My skin is not dry at all. And I had the most terrible, and this might be TMI, but diarrhea and constipation. I mean, it would be like, and I was a corporate trainer on my feet. And I would have terrible, terrible, gas. And this went on forever.
Wow.
And in a very short period of time, less than 2 weeks, I was able to get 40 years of digestive symptoms under control with no medications. And I was more clear-headed than I had ever been in my whole life. And that's because through whole foods, plant foods, and raw foods, I had starved out that systemic candida that is out of control for most Americans because of the standard American diet. So that's what I wanted to add. So thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, that, you know, because we don't relate that thrust in a baby to candida. You know, it's just we call it that, and we, you know, go to town and trying to make sure that we can clear it up. But we never look at it, at least I haven't. And I've never known anybody in my family, my extended family, to consider thrush as being a part or a symptom of candida. No, we've never talked about that before. That's a great, great eye-opener, Carla. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, because that's what makes you, after all day eating your salads, drinking your smoothie, at 9 and 10 o'clock at night, get up and eat a bowl of ice cream. That's what makes us do that. These organisms are programmed to survive, and they have a symbiotic relationship with us, and they can hijack our nervous system. And at night, especially because they're nocturnal, they wake us up out of our sleep and have us make those poor food choices. And then we beat ourselves up, and it becomes like this cycle of destruction. When we can starve them out with a cleanse, which I lead a lot of people through candida cleanses, and I'm not saying it's easy, but it's simple. It's very simple. We just eliminate their food, and their food is sugar.
Right.
And when we could do that for anywhere from 4 to 6 days, it's a wrap. Now we're back in the driver's seat. And but we have, you know, soda pop, popcorn, candy, potato chips ourselves into not even knowing the difference between hunger and cravings that are generated from this fungus. Yes.
You know, Star and Robert, just give me this minute right here, because it's important, I think, to the conversation. A couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, but it was well into my adult life, I picked up an addiction to Lay's potato chips. It was like I had to have a bag every day. I had never experienced that before in my life. But it was like I couldn't go a day without them, you know. And the people at the stores where I would go, they would know I was coming in for them. You know, just like a drug addict out there, like, give me my fix, give me my fix. And so it is very real. What you're talking about, Carla, with those the vampires, you know, that's inside of us, like, oh no, you know, you gotta go get it, you gotta have it, and that was really amazing to me. And once I was able to combat that or to release that, it felt good. I mean, it makes you feel like you've won a battle, you know. So that's my own testimony on that right there, because you get hooked before you even know you're enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, part of
so
that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead,
Carla.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say part of that, Sandy, and it's a good thing that you brought that up. Yes, it is the potato chips and, you know, the starches and breaking down into sugar. But what's also added to that is the chemicals that the food manufacturers put in those snacks. You know, they're called excitotoxins, and they have carefully blended, you know, the salt, fat, and sugar to what they call the bliss, what is it, the bliss effect or something like that, so that once you eat the potato chips, once you take the first bite of the potato chips and any of the other snacks that the processed food manufacturers make, mm-hmm. it is just as powerful, if not even more powerful, than a hit of cocaine. It goes directly mm-hmm. to your pleasure center in your brain. And, you know, they have even had studies that show how they have given these mice cocaine, and the mice could go into the cocaine. But once they introduce sugar, the mice don't even touch the cocaine no more. They go to the sugar. So it's
right.
really an unfair advantage that the food manufacturers are putting on the unsuspecting public. So back in the day, you know, when Lay's potato chips first came out with this, you know, I bet you can't eat just one, they knew doggone well you couldn't eat just one because of the excitotoxins that they put in there. So you're not by yourself, Sandy. You're not by yourself.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing
yeah.
that.
It's so, this is Carla again, and it's so true. I read this very important book in the food movement called The Dorito Effect, and it is the history of artificial flavorings, and like Star is saying, how it tricks your brain into expecting certain nutrients, and because
mm-hmm.
you don't get those nutrients, then your brain is like, hey, I missed that. You know, like it tastes like the Doritos taste like you're going to get garlic and onions and, you know, turmeric. So your brain translates that as copper, magnesium, cobalt, all these good minerals. And you take one bite and it's empty. And so the brain is like, oh, try that again. We didn't really
right.
get what you promised. And it causes this negative, a positive feedback loop that you constantly have to, you know, try to feed that empty void of a promise. And but going back to what you said about, you know, the cravings, I just wanted to leave folks with a tip, because I know we're talking a lot about, like, you know, foods being constructed and the unfair advantage. But one way we can kind of balance that, I mentioned the one thing about starvation. So just getting off those, that snack, that guilty pleasure for, you know, just 5 days, 7 days can break the addiction. And in the meantime, taking coconut oil at night, especially when we have those cravings. So number one, if you have a caloric deficient, let's say you didn't eat enough calories for the day, every tablespoon of coconut oil will give you 200 calories. So you get the equivalent of eating a whole bag of chips and just one or two tablespoons of coconut oil. And also coconut oil is antifungal, so it will work to break down the candida and tire it out. And so that's just a tip that people who are wanting to fashion their own cleanses and release some of these addictive processed you know, guilty pleasure, you know, can level the playing field and take our power back.
That's great.
Thank you.
You got Robert here chiming in. I'd like to echo Carla's sentiment about love. Love is the key. And you really have to get in a mindset where that you realize that you're a spiritual being here in the human form. Because, you know, you chose to be here and you have a purpose for being here. And you have to honor your body temple, not only by eating correctly, but you have to move your body. That's one thing. You can't just sit around watching TV eating healthy, because that's not going to complete the whole cycle of healing. You have to move your body. So get out and walk, maybe take a hike in the woods somewhere, and, you know, get out in nature and be one with nature, and you'll see the wonderful magnificence of, you know, some of the smallest things that you wouldn't take notice of. The glory of God, you know, he created all of this stuff for your happiness. And I've been doing a lot of energy work lately. That's what I'm certified as, a biofield healing practitioner. And that's sort of like Reiki without the touching and stuff. And, you know, you have this aura that's like about maybe 2 or 3 inches from your body. So that's your etheric body. And everything shows up there first before it becomes into your physical body. So if you can, you know, maybe get an aura reading or something to let you know which chakras are having some kind of issue, then you would know how to address things before they become physical. So that's what I'm getting really into now, as far as the modalities that I use to help clients overcome, you know, some issues that they're currently facing. And just like, you know, something that's really simple as breathing, knowing how to breathe correctly will do wonders for your body, because your cells are kind of like starving for oxygen right now because you're shallow breathing and stuff, you know. Or, you know, just taking a couple of deep breaths every now and then to kind of oxygenate your blood and get those cells open and receptive to receiving that energy. And I think that'll be helpful in any kind of treatment that you're currently going on to address a disease.
Talk about your healing goals for a moment, Robert, would you?
Oh, sure. Okay, now, if you know, everything in the universe is energy, and energy does not dissipate, it just transforms into another form. So with the crystal singing bowls that I have here, they basically send out a vibration which will go to the cellular level, and it would resonate with anything that's going on with your body at that moment. It's sort of like a meditative practice. Because when you play the singing bowl, it's just like meditating. And it will basically get your body into a frequency, a higher frequency than what you're currently at. And that will contribute to your healing process.
Okay, so Robert uses healing bowls in addition to the biofield energy work that he does. The frequencies on those bowls. I'm sorry, go ahead, Robert.
No, well, I was just going to mention that I recently got certified as a crystal healer as well. I used quartz crystals and different crystals to place in your aura, and that will also bring your vibration up. And, you know, disease is actually a really low vibration. And if you bring your physical body's frequency up, it cannot survive in that environment. So it will dissipate and move on.
That's really great to know, because I know I didn't know anything about the healing bowls until just a few years ago. And so
singing bowls.
Singing bowls?
When you play them, they sing, yes. Singing bowls.
They're beautiful, absolutely. I used to take mine to California when I would go visit my mom. And I remember the time when she was in the assisted living rehab facility, And, like, everybody in the building was like, what is that? What is that? You know, it affected everybody in there.
Yes, that frequency can radiate wide spans. Basically, if you're in a very big hall or something, you will actually seem like the sound is coming from a different direction because it's all over the place, you know.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. So what Carla and Robert and Star have been talking about was just not about food, was just not about, you know, what you're consuming, but your energy, your self-love, your self-perception, your mental, your stress levels. And then they also provided you with information in case it was new to you or, you know, you just needed to be reminded of some of the additional tools that are available to this thing called wellness, you know. So I want Star to take a couple of minutes and tell us about flower essence. But, you know, get into the yard. Carla was talking about being in a garden. I know this is my first year having a plot in a community garden, and it has been so incredible to get that dirt up under your fingernails. I know I've heard recently a report that said one of the reasons why we're having such a hard time with healing our bodies is that we're too clean. You know, the hand sanitizer is just making us fanatics about not wanting any dirt on us, whereas we've got to get dirt on us in order to build up the antibodies to whatever is contained in that dirt, especially, you know, if it's local dirt and stuff. And so, you know, sometimes we we take things too far and not understand their benefits. And Robert kind of reminded us of that. You know, whatever situation you're in, learn the lesson in that spot where you are so that, you know, you come out of it on the other side with a complete understanding of what the whole situation was about. So, Star, can you share a little bit with us about flower essence, please?
Yes, I am using flower essences in my working with my clients to help them to balance their emotional healing. So many of us, things that have happened to us that we don't really feel is traumatic is indeed traumatic to our emotional system. And so what I like to give people a picture of is that, say, for instance, you've had a car accident or there's been a death in your family or you've lost a job, or perhaps as a child you were sexually molested. These things stay in our bodies, and they cut off the natural flow of energy going through our bodies. And as people, we are, our systems are most like plants. If you take a leaf of a plant, you'll see that they have the veins going through the leaves, just like our bodies have veins going through. The plants have green blood going through their system, and we have the red blood. Of course, it's not called blood. It's called something else for the plants. But when we have trauma in our lives, that gets cut off, and it has us acting and being a certain kind of way that then takes us into an emotional thing, and then this causes illnesses. So by being able to communicate with plants, and I haven't gotten there yet, however, there are people that are able to communicate with plants that tell, the plants tell them what they are good for. And when we start taking the flower essences, it opens up that blocked passageway. And from there, the body then gets totally balanced, and people then do not act out anymore, and they are able to be free. So you can get a round of flower essences that might work in 2 weeks or a month, that most people have gone to therapists for years and years and still haven't overcome it because it's inside of them and it's on an emotional level. So that's, in a nutshell, flower essence therapy.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, this 90 minutes have gone by so quickly, as I knew it would, but you three have done an exceptional job in providing knowledge and information to people, and I'm sure everybody is sitting there taking notes as to what you're saying and points on what they can do differently with their lives to live differently. And so what I would like to do is to start at the top with Carla, then go to Robert, and then Star. And if you guys could take 2 to 3 minutes and wrap up however you choose to do so, but include in that contact information for yourself so that the audience know how to get in contact with you. So, Ms. Carla, would you like to start, please?
Yes. So, in my wrap-up, I want to emphasize what Robert was saying about movement. Most recently, I was doing a food medicine training, and the teacher really reignited my interest in ancient Egyptian studies, Kemetic studies. And so now I am training to become a Kemetic, which is Egyptian yoga instructor. And it's amazing because we always think of yoga coming out of India, but everything came out of Kemet. Everything came out of Africa, every single thing. And every yoga posture is in hieroglyphs on the antiquities in Egypt. So I have to say that it's taken my health and wellness and awareness of my body to the next level, focusing on yoga. And I was never a yoga person, so this is totally new, but I'm very much falling in love with yoga and its African roots as well. And so you can follow me on Facebook under Carla DeRosa. You can reach me through my website, rawxit.com. That's rawxit.com, rawxit.com. And I would love to hear from folks. I talk to people every day in terms of just giving them quick tips, and also I have a newsletter that I put out when I can, updating people on what I'm working out on and my services, which includes body scanning, colon cleansing, hydrogen structured water machines, and cleanses. So thank you so much, Sandy. Thank you, Robert and Star. It's so good to be reunited with everyone.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Robert.
Okay, this is Robert. Yeah. Well, I'd like your tribe to take away this. Love is the key, and you got to love yourself in order to heal. And one way to do that is just to get quiet and still and meditate. And the answer will come to you because there's a higher self within you that knows exactly what to do and how to do it. And you just have to get in tune with that still small voice within, and it will let you know what you should do. And, you know, begin to trust your intuition, because that's the still, small voice within you. Once you get to trust that and believe that it will never lead you wrong, you can't help but move forward and go be prosperous in this life.
Okay, this is Star Water.
And hold on.
Hold on,
I'm
sorry.
Star. And Robert, how do we get in contact with you?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. You can follow me on Facebook, too. It's Raw Food Prep. The number 4 and life.com. Basically, I have a webpage there that you can actually see some video recipes that are free and easy to make and healthy. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can actually send me a private message during, through Facebook. My name is Robert Wadley. That's W-A-D-L-E-Y. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Robert. All righty, Ms. Starr.
Okay, this is, you just said who I am. So I would like to leave with our listeners to search your own definitions of and on what healthy food is. Because I think once we come to a common definition of what healthy food is, that will be the avenue that will propel you to then start eating in a way that will help you to get your body balanced. And by getting your body balanced, diseases will just go away. They will. And you become, you know, you won't be toxic. I can definitely be found on Facebook. I have a page called Granny Gone Raw. And you can check me out. I do all raw on that page. Also, you can check me out on my Facebook page, Star Waters. S-T-A-R, I'm a one-R star, Star Waters, and I'm a social media manager with Life, Love, and Wellness Global, and I would suggest that you come on there. You'll not only get a chance to connect with myself, but also Sandy and many other people. I think we're up to close to 5,000 people that are members on that page now. My website is thewoundedhealerpodcast.com. I'm also a podcaster. And I think that's about it. Oh, and if you want, you can email me at thewellnesswizard555@gmail.com. And like Robert, you can always message me on Facebook to Star Waters. And that's it.
Well, thank you, Ms. Starr and Carla, Robert, and Starr for sharing so graciously and freely of your knowledge with the audience. Again, you can catch each one of these three plus 50 additional speakers at our Worldwide Wellness Webinar, which is www.lifelovewellness.org, lifelovewellness.org. It is still available for your viewing. It's 10 days of incredible, just incredible knowledge and wisdom from over 50 speakers, from as young as 13 years to as old as 88. So I just want to recap the contact information. So first up, we had Carla DeRosa. Her last name is D-E-R-O-S-A, Carla DeRosa. And her website is Rocket, R-A-W-X-I-T.com. And Robert Wadley, W-A-D-L-E-Y. And his website is Raw Food Prep, the number four. So again, that's Raw Food Prep for Life.com, and that's for Robert Wadley. And they're all on Facebook in addition to these sites. And Star's website was the Wounded Healer Podcast.com, and you can contact her there and also on Facebook at Granny Gone Raw. And she provided you her website information, her email information. So again, I thank everyone, and it's particularly my guests. I love you guys, and you know it, and I am so proud to know you and to be able to share so closely with you and to be on this journey where we get to share what we know and to educate our communities. And so continue blessings,
And thank you once again for gracing us here on Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Good night, all.
Good night.
Namaste. Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much.